Hello, everybody. So I want a quick one today on some of the conversations that I'm having, you know, this morning. My life, right? I've lived with two mottos in my life. First one, all hustle, no talent. I honestly believe that I can outwork my flaws. I believe that I can put the time in to get better at whatever it is that I need to do. And I can become a better version of myself just by putting the work in. You know, 15 years in this profession, I don't have to go home and read research articles, right? I don't have to go home and watch videos. I don't have to go home and have conversations about the profession. I don't have to do any of this stuff, but I know that iron sharpens iron. And every time that I do this and I'm watching those that are, you know, at the top of our profession and having conversations with those who are near the top of our profession, that I'm becoming better myself. The second one is bust your ass, kid. And when I say it, it sounds kind of funny, especially if you read it when I write it out. But you have to understand what those words mean to me. And anytime that I do something stupid, anytime that I make a mistake, I call myself kid. And so when I say bust your ass, kid, that's a way of me disrespecting myself. That's a way of me saying I haven't earned it yet. I'm still working my way up. I still have a chip on my shoulder. I still have to put the work in. I've done a lot in this profession. I've done a lot in this profession. And I don't have to keep busting my ass if I don't want to, right? I make great money. I could just ride into the sunset right now. But I still feel the need to bust my ass. I still feel the need to prove myself every day. And so I agree with, there's some in this profession, you know, Brandon Smith, I agree with a lot of what he says. And I've mentioned that before, that the degree itself doesn't buy you the right to make good money. You've got to bust your ass, kid. You've got to put the time in. You've got to make some sacrifices if you want to make money in this profession. None of us deserve to just have a job coming out of school. We have to show that we are worth it, that a company should spend money on us because we're going to generate revenue for them, and we're going to generate revenue above and beyond what we're asking for. And I ask for a pretty penny, right? And I got no problem with asking for a pretty penny. But I know that if you use me correctly, I'm going to generate a lot of revenue for you. Now, if you just use me as a treating clinician, I'm going to be overpaid. And I understand that. And I'm willing to admit that. But if you use me as a magnet, if you use me as a tool, I'm not a tool, but if you use me as a tool to bring in more patients, to feed other therapists, to gain exposure for a company, I can do that, right? Those are my experiences. I mean, I have no problem speaking in front of 500 or 600 people in one auditorium. I'm good with that. It doesn't bother me one bit. And that gains exposure. I have no problem with going out and marketing. I have no problem with extolling the benefits of PT. Those are things that I believe in, and those are things that I can speak with a passion on. But again, if you just pay me to treat patients, then I'm going to be a loss, right? I'm not going to generate money for you like you want me to, because you're already paying me what I want to do that. And I think that we need a lot of therapists that can show their value. And when the therapist shows their value, the money's there. The money is there, right? I mean, I 7 years now, maybe 7 years, making no less than $100,000 a year. The money's there if you want it. You just have to go out and get it. Thanks for listening.